this? Chilly, damp. Does the heater help over there a little bit?
Mm-hmm, it's sticky.
It does. Yeah. Okay, so today's talk is about listening. I was telling Kaz when I was at the Rahatsu session in early December. One of the things that the man who is giving the teishos the talks, he talked about not chasing the sound, but and not trying to hear the sound, but just to let the sound come to you, that it will come, that really really impressed me. I think it helped me kind of relax a little bit, like I don't have to work so hard, and not that I have to stay, like I need to stay awake, but I don't have to work so hard. So listening, Pablo Casals, who is a Spanish, I believe he was a writer, but he might have been an artist, I'm not sure, said that each person has inside a basic decency and goodness. If he listens to it and acts on it, he is giving a great deal of what it is the world needs most. It is not complicated, but it takes courage. It takes courage for a person to listen to his or her own goodness and act on it. So what I'm going to do is just take each of those lines and just make a little comment about it. So his first line says, each person has inside a basic goodness and decency. And that's really why we sit. That is to have that experience of remembering, of hearing, that we are, that is basic of who we are. It gets covered up over a lifetime and over many lifetimes of stuff in the world, but it's there, and if we can begin to kind of drop some of the barriers or the beliefs that we have about ourselves, then we can begin to see it and touch into it. Some people will call that God, some people will call that Buddha nature, some people just call it it. So it isn't a specific thing. It's just there. A friend gave me a book a long time ago. It's a book of qualities, I believe, and it described different qualities about people. And you know, if you take a quality, you can see how it's demonstrated, but you really can't see that quality. You can see what comes out of it, whether it's positive or negative, or feels good or feels bad. But so the quality of goodness is always there. So the second line says, if he or she listens to it and acts on it. So if she or he listens to it, real listening isn't simply a matter of hearing. It's a matter of really taking in the full experience and letting it touch you, not just kind of bang against your ears or in your brain, but just really kind of get inside the cells that we are. And it requires, you know, like in Zazen, it requires good posture. It requires an attentiveness. It requires a non-judgmental acceptance stance. If we literally hear something and then we say, oh, that's not good, that shouldn't be there. Again, when I was in Rahatsu, it's in the middle of San Francisco, and they were tearing down some building, and so there was a line of these big rigs, you know, coming for the demolition, concrete and dirt and everything else. And so it was not quiet, you know, but if we sat there, and if I sat there and said, oh, those trucks, you know, they're not supposed to be here, you know, and I'm supposed to be really quiet, and, you know, but I'm being judgmental about what is already there. And so if I could become aware that I'm being judgmental, then I could begin to work at letting it go. So, there is a video, I will put it on our, maybe we could put it on our website. It actually takes 50 minutes, 50, so, you know, it takes a bit of time. I commented on it last week. It's called the Animal Communicator Bull video, and it's about this woman. Her first name is Anna, and she communicates with animals. So it isn't just a whisper, like she doesn't talk to them and calm them down, but she actually can communicate with them and hear them kind of on an energy or vibrational level, and then she translates that into what that means with her own words. So the words don't come from the animal to her, but the experience, the energy level. And it is phenomenal to watch this woman just really hear the fullness and be open and also then to be able to communicate back to the animal. So it isn't just one side. One part of it, they showed her experience with a black leopard or a panther. And he was called Diablo, and he had been rescued and was in some sort of rescue place. But he would not come out of his night cage. He would just stay there because he was so traumatized by the way he had been treated before. And so they brought in Anna, and she communicated, and she heard, you know, the trauma that he had before, and she communicated back to him that this place was safe, and that he didn't need to be afraid. And she left then, and over a few hours, it wasn't right away, Diablo came out of the cage and started wandering. And he also communicated that Diablo had a negative energy, the name had negative energy. And so they renamed him Spirit. He liked that better. So, but it's, and then the other part of the contrast of the full animal, the animal commentator, communicator video, is to see some other scientists trying to figure out what it is that she does. And, you know, they're listening to what she does, but you can see they're running it through their head. You know, it isn't just open heart. And you could just really see the difference that, you know, that these scientists are really struggling to. What is it? How does she do it? And she just does it. It isn't a formula. She just does it. So anyway, if you have 50 minutes, it's a great way to spend 50 minutes. So the next line says, by listening and acting, the person is giving a great deal of what it is in the world. What it is the world needs most. And really what our world needs is compassion, is listening, is really hearing the other person. When I was a therapist, oftentimes people would say, you know, how do you remember this stuff? Because if they just told me a story, I didn't remember it. But if they shared themselves, it was easy to remember. And it wasn't a matter of writing it down or anything. It became part of who they were. So if we really, we need to be compassionate, both to ourselves, to our other people, but also to our world, you know, the world of animals, of plants, of tommy gnats. He says, it is not complicated, but it takes courage. And one of the lines that I like about Zazen is, it is simple, natural, and hard. It is. It's very simple. Just sit. It's very natural. We can just sit. And it is hard to do. It is hard sometimes to say, I'm going to get up and I'm going to go do this. Even if it means coming to the zendo, or if it means I'm going to go sit on my chair because I need to bring it back a little bit. And then it takes courage for a person to listen to his or her own goodness. And, you know, what is courage? Courage really is, it's again, one of those qualities that we can't really hold on to. We can see, okay, well, that person was courageous. But sometimes it's just, courage is just being able to trust, you know, what it is and who we are, that who we are is really fine. And so if we've screwed up, that's fine too. And I think oftentimes we as a society can become very much more comfortable with who we are not, or how we are bad or negligent. Again, in working in therapy with people, it was very hard for them to quantify what and how they were good. They could tell me all the different ways that they felt not good. But if I would say to you, you know, what is the good in you? What do you do good? They struggled with it. So, listening. Each person has inside a basic decency and goodness. You have inside a basic decency and goodness. If you listen to it and act on it, you are giving a great deal of what it is the world needs most. It is not complicated, but it takes courage. It takes courage for you to listen to your own goodness and act on it. So be courageous. Go Niners!